I've had children who would have been, so you say, as old as Poxenarian, I began to wonder. The Duke grinned. I was angry then. Anger makes me younger. Not only that. Most men your age are less vigorous, especially after such a life as yours. I have heard you were orphaned, but you must have come from strong stock. I don't know. His voice hardened, and the Marshal General sighed. I did not mean to distress you. It is not you who distresses me, Marshal General, but the thought of it. I have no family. Never knew who I was, really. I know nothing of my breeding, nothing of my heritage of strength or weakness, folly or wisdom. My name could come from anywhere in southern Saya or the Westlands. I thought, when I met another Kiri, my first year in Arrhenius, that I'd found a kinsman, but soon learned that Kir and Kiri are common as cobbles there. Your family name? Phelan? I found one Phelan in Pliuni, in a wine shop. He said his kin were short and dark. Another in Fosnir, a tailor, and a wool sorter in Umbella. That's all. None like me, and none missing any children. By looks, I should be northern. Anywhere in the Eight Kingdoms you find tall men with red hair and grey eyes. So take your choice. Unwanted bastards, the easiest, fostered out somewhere and forgotten. Pox could hear the pain in his voice. And then the family I bred was destroyed. Nothing before me, and like to be nothing after me. Who will I leave this to? I swear to you, it was that thought, and that alone, that let me fall to the spell of Venna's sister. Here I am, in the range of 50 years or so, and I have no heir. I have sworn to go back to building this domain, but for what? She nodded. It is no easy puzzle, my lord. It is hard for any man to work years on such a project and see nothing ahead. But it falling apart when I die, in what, 20 years, perhaps? I will be too old to lead then, if not before. Indeed, Marshal General, I wonder that a Kriya hurried so. Time alone will do her work here. My lord, no! Pox found herself speaking before she thought. That isn't so. You will find someone to take over here, I know it, and what you have done so far has been worth doing. The Duke smiled, a little sadly. I'm glad you think so, Pox. I hope the High Lord thinks so as well. But forgive me, when I look at you and think of Estelle, my daughter. She would have been so like you, my lord. By your leave, I will think on this and perhaps be able to make some useful suggestion. The Marshal General sat forward, hands clasped in her lap. You have made a settled domain out of wasteland, and the holdings south of you no longer fear invasion every year or so. This in itself is useful, besides the rest. This will not disappear, if the Fellowship of Gerd can save it. Thank you. The Duke sighed, and reached a hand for the poker to stir the fire. Well now, Pox, we've set you at ease, no doubt, with this other talk. Tell us, if you will, what befell you after you left Finn Paneer. Pox took a deep breath and set her mug on the table. You remember, she began slowly, how it was with me that last week. They nodded. I can see now, she went on, that it was foolish to leave then in winter, in that mood. It went as badly, Marshal General, as you had feared. I had hoped sending word to the Granges would help. It might have, if I had been able to use them. Pox found herself breathing short and tried to relax. As it was, I feared the ridicule so that I could not, after the first time.